was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station. It is 7:05 in the morning, November the 13th, Wednesday. Good morning. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm great.
Super.
I don't know why I'm so great today. It's just, you know, an extra great day. Good morning, everyone. Currently 42 degrees in, right by the downtown studios. We know there's several microclimates here in the North State, but our temperature gauge is reading 42, and we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 76. Mostly clear tonight, around 50. Really still great evenings to go out there by your fire pit and enjoy. I think you're going to enjoy a cigar tonight, if I'm not mistaken. So the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our new sponsors. Chuck Kinney, shout out to Chuck Kinney and his family. It's family owned, veteran friendly, and give them a call if you need to get to winterize your home. 365-3793. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hey, Bad Bob, how are you doing today?
Doing fine, doing fine.
Well, let's start off, as we do Monday through Friday at this time, with our Wells Fargo advisor and this Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, major averages are starting out in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 69 points at 15,682. The S&P 500 is down 4 points at 1763. The NASDAQ is down 7 points at 3,912. Active stocks on the big board, General Motors up 56 cents, trading at $37.22. Macy's up $3.88 at $50.21. Pfizer up 13 cents at $31.51. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 6 cents at $85.58, Pacific Gas and Electric up a nickel at $40.54, AT&T down 20 cents at $34.97. Gold is up $2 an ounce at $1,273, silver off 13 cents at $20, and crude oil positive 63 cents, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We appreciate that. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. You get the best advice from them because they are following it, and the stock market is volatile, as you know. But you can give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, and get the latest and the best in advice.
Okay, now we know that there's a lot of every day fresh information coming out. A couple things this morning. I know that Carl has them at his claw and his craw. Which is like the same thing. But, in fact, we were watching Open Range the other day, and I loved it because one of the guys says, it's so in my craw. I said, yeah, we get that. Anyway, so, I know you gotta let it rip.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to hear your rants.
Well, it's, you know what? I like to think of them as a well thought out, conservative viewpoint of craziness in the Washington D.C.
area. With a pulsing vein in your forehead.
Well, you know, I try to do away with the pulsing vein. It really helps relieve stress here. That's for sure. I'm going to do a shout out though.
Is that the bell? Can we ring the bell?
I'm going to do a shout out here. You know how sometimes. Here we go.
All right.
There's the shout out. Here it comes. My banking abilities are, at best, rudimental. Yeah, rudimentary skills in doing well. For Linda and I've had an account for since 2008. That it's just there in our bank, in one of our banks.
It's floating in space.
It was floating in space. And yesterday I went in to try and understand just what exactly this account was.
We forgot.
I can't say enough for Lynn Stauffer over at Bank of Commerce, because she sat with me for 30 minutes and then called in help, because obviously I was not grasping this. And as it turns out, it was a joint savings. When you and I got married, we opened up three or four accounts. Anyway, this one is there. But I didn't understand it. So after 30 minutes and her explaining it and being so kind and the rest of the gang coming over there to help too, we no longer have that account. But it was because it's been sitting there and it's been used once, you know, in 5 years.
It's sort of superfluous then.
Well, it is. Anyway, it's a long story, but I said I would mention her name today. And so now I'm embarrassing you, I'm sure, Lynn, by doing this, by saying how polite and how everybody that helped me yesterday, I can't say enough. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach, good morning. 7:15 in the morning. Let's get into it. Board of Supervisors voted to, our Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted to build the other jail. The $2.5 million, they found that, so there's, state funding and probably federal funding to build a 64-bed medium security facility that's all going to offer rehab services for the long-term inmates. That allows them to move them over to the new facility, bring other people back. Tom Basenko says it'll save money by bringing other people back out of the from other jails because, you know, to make room. Frankly, Tom, I understand what you're saying, but I don't believe it. Not because that you're, not that you're not telling the truth to bring them back in. I just see with AB 109, we could build three more jails and we're going to fill them up. Yes, we can bring those people back, but what happens when we hit the, when we hit that high water mark again, when they release another 10,000 prisoners in February or January or whenever it'll be, January, February, from the state prisons and we get our fair share back here. We're already maxed out. I think we were said we're going to have Chief Rob Pelletti on today, and then of course the sheriff a week from today. But having yes, we need the jail. Yes, we need to put it there. No argument over that. My question is how we're going to pay for it. But they're coming up with ways to for the $2 million. But we could build a 200 bed facility with the way the crime is right now in Reading. First of all, you're not going to have it built in a year. You're not going to have it built in 6 months. And by the time it's built, things have got to change. Things have got to change. We either the state starts taking these people back, because right now in our city jail, and we'll ask Rob, but I believe we've got something like 30 murderers in our county jail. Something to that, or at least people accused of murder. Let me put it that way. That's 30 seats there. They're not going to be left out. And then you've got the people getting stabbed, people getting shot here lately. We need more room. So we need a jail. But it's not going to be enough, and it's not going to save us money. Let's just all agree on that one right there. It's not going to do that. Because crime is going to continue to go on. Nothing has fixed it. The guy that was supposed to be in charge of it, Wes Foreman, who was put in charge of it. Can I say this? Kiss the pooch. It didn't work. His plan didn't work. He's gone. And there's a reason for that. So here we are, up to our butts in bad guys, and we're building a 64-bed facility. Okay, that's fine. But don't tell me that that's going to help, you know, that's going to solve the problem. That's just a pinprick on the butt of an elephant. Because we've got to do something about our crime problems here. We're going to talk about this to the chief and to the sheriff. Perhaps it's just the paper is giving a lot of attention to it. I think the paper is not giving enough attention to it because we're hearing things all the time. So, yay, Board of Supervisors, glad we voted on this. Glad we're putting a new facility in there. But let's not act like it's going to be the panacea to our problems right here in Shasta County. And Selma and the county back in court again. In this case, our local court.
Everybody's asking about this.
Well, here it is. Everything's been put on temporary. Everything is, and Selmo said, why can't we have a third party come out and assess the property to see if it is code worthy, if it meets codes? And that at least temporarily, that bid has been put on hold. But the county, who says, I want access to all of his financial records since the time he was born, has also been put on hold temporarily. Judge Monica Marlowe has said, hey guys, get together, try and settle this stuff out before we go back into a March trial. And that's what has to happen. The thing is, anybody who has seen the property up there, it has gone through a variety of codes out there. Code, for putting in for the codes, for being, it's been designed, it's been, a lot of it has been inspected. Just get the thing inspected. Make a deal, and let's get on with it. Okay? All right. I think everybody's tired of it. And I think they're tired of the supervisors. I think they're tired of the whole trial. They're on both sides, get together. Let's figure this out. I'm going to take a break for a couple minutes. And when I come back, I want to talk about the ultimate hypocrisy in our elected representatives with our senator. The ultimate in hypocrisy from Senator Dianne Feinstein. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1. And they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Shasta County football fans, it's mid-November, and that means it's time for the Northern Section Playoffs.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
That's right, the playoffs, and KCNR 1460 is bringing the action live to your radio starting this Friday night as Division II favorites the West Valley Eagles host the Yreka Miners down at the Pasture in Cottonwood. Join yours truly, Nate Aberea, at 7 o'clock for Friday night playoff football on the Pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
For drug addicts and alcoholics, destroying yourself with drugs and alcohol isn't the wisest path, but you already realize that. Millions have found new lives, peace, joy, and self-acceptance on the other side of addiction. Since 1971, Empire Recovery has been setting people free through the 12 steps, serving 9 counties with residential and outpatient treatment and detox. Empire Recovery, 1237 California Street in Redding, 243-7470. That's 243-7470.
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. 7:22 in the morning here on the 13th of November. Currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Where's that?
It's in there somewhere.
Waiting for that puppy to strike the great guitar chord. Okay, currently 42 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Go see Jeff. There it is. From small chips up to 24 inches. And he is a trustworthy, great guy to go see and have him assess what's going on with your windshield and fix it for you. Tell him you heard it here on Free Fire Radio. And he's located at Market Street. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. This morning, we were flipping around watching the different channels, and there was something I think that got into both of our craws, if you will. And I know that you want to elaborate on that, but it was just like, what? Well, you know what? Don't you just love the backtracking? The backtracking we're seeing from some people who are distancing themselves from a vote they cast.
Well, you know, and I'm not used really to hearing language like that early in the morning when Linda heard it. but here it was, Senator Feinstein, Dianne Feinstein, one of the ones that pushed Obamacare, one of the ones that raised the flag, that charged the lines, that pushed it, is now calling for changes in Obamacare, saying people shouldn't lose their health care. Well, guess what, Senator? You voted for it. And if you didn't know that was in there because it was in the bill, then you should have read it. 1 million Californians have lost their health care because of this bill. Oh, no, it was the insurance companies. No, It's not the insurance companies. It's the rules. Here's what it says. If your insurance plan does not meet the requirements of the federal Obamacare plan, and you haven't been grandfathered in, which means you had to have it before, what, 2010? Then guess what? You've lost it. And now you've got to buy the new stuff. And, oh, it's cheaper. I went on the Obamacare website myself. About the third or fourth time I finally got on there. It would cost me money. If I put down all the facts, of course, I'm on Medicare, so I didn't say that. But if I just said that I was 3 years younger, it was close to $15,000 a year plus deductible. I mean, you know what? That doesn't seem right. And then there's other people that work for us that are in their 20s that are going at it, and they're just looking at it. They just every time they open it up. But the thing that gets me is this. Dianne Feinstein, she wants to be co-author of this bill with the senator out of Louisiana, who says, oh no, people should be able to keep their health care. People should be able to keep their health care if they like it. You know, well, guess what? You people are the ones that voted, you people, the Democrats, voted this in. You voted it in unanimously. So it's kind of like this. You get on the bull, the gates open, now ride the bull. And it will either be a huge wreck or you're going to ride it until you win. But this part about, oh, wait a minute, I need a seatbelt. Oh, I need to distance myself from this bull. Wrong. You got on bodacious, the gates open, stay on it. You either crash at the end or ride it. But trying to change the rules, what the Republicans were trying to do throughout this thing, and saying there's some wrong parts of this, let's go back and look. Let's at least put it on hold for the individuals. No. Obama sold out to the businesses, but he took middle-class America and he tanked them. And that's why today his approval polls are 40%. 54% of the people do not trust this man, do not like the job he's doing, and women are leading the charge, my friend.
I'll tell you why, and this is just, well, I can't speak for all women, but I will say this, and that's so great, you know, because here's my feeling on this, and I'm sure we would love to hear from you. Give us a call, because we're riled up this morning, 605-4567. The hotlines are open, as well as, go on in our chat packs. Women like to feel, whether we like it or not, yes, we are self-sufficient, we can do it on our own, but if we're going to vote for the leader of our country, we want to think that what we don't know, we're going to be taken care of. And I don't mean that someone's taking care of our needs. I mean someone is making decisions that's going to be great for our father country, our homeland. We are protected. And that is wavering. When it's wavering, you feel like you've got to hop around because your feet aren't balanced. You can be balanced with your spirit. You can be balanced with your husband and with your religion, what that may be. But to feel like your country and all that your fathers and mothers have fought for, I've got a great email that I want to read to you. That was something that came into me that I needed to hear today, especially today. Okay, it goes like this. I grew up with practical parents, a mother, God lover, who washed aluminum foil after she cooked in it, then reused it. She was the original recycle queen before they had a name for it. A father was happier getting old shoes fixed than buying new ones. Their marriage was good, their dreams focused. Their best friends lived barely a wave away. I can see them now, dad in trousers, t-shirt and a hat, and mom in a house dress, lawnmower in one hand, dish towel in the other. It was the time for fixing things, a curtain rod, the kitchen radio, screen door, oven door, the hem and a dress, things we keep. It was a way of life, and sometimes it made me crazy. All that refixing, eating, renewing, I wanted just once to be wasteful. Waste meant affluence. Throwing things away meant you knew there'd always be more. But then my mother died. And on that clear summer's night, in the warmth of the hospital room, I was struck with the pain of learning that sometimes there isn't any more. Sometimes what we care most gets all used up and goes away, never to return. So while we have it, it's best we love it and care for it and fix it when it's broken and heal it when it's sick. This is true for a bad marriage, old cars, and children with bad report cards, and dogs with bad hips, and aging parents and grandparents. We keep them because they're worth it, because we're worth it. Some things we keep, like a best friend that moved away or a classmate we grew up with. There's just certain things that you keep close. And we love our country. We don't want our ideals to go away. And right now, we're in fragile times.
We'll be right back after these breaks.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an auto repair shop, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Located 1 mile south of Highway 44 on Airport Road and Charland Drive, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop on by Miller Collision Center, again at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room, as many have. Good morning to our people in the chat room, our chat packers. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's just outstanding coffee. The pumpkin latte. And others. And of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. They support our community. Can't say enough about them. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's go back to, let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. Hey Jay, you still with us? Yo Jay, you still with us?
I am. Good morning.
Thank you for waiting.
Morning Jay.
We just had to find you.
I thought it was interesting what you were talking about, Linda, when it comes to women, that sort of thing. And I couldn't help but think about the so-called war on women and the, you know, how in the last election the Democrat Party used a few ignoramuses back in the South who had no idea of how a woman's body works. And they use that as an example, which is totally erroneous, of how Republicans feel about women. And I think that it's interesting now that they're starting to actually get a taste what Obamacare has in store for them, they're realizing that this is not going to be good for them. This is going to make their lives much harder in many ways. I think that's why, as Carl pointed out, women are leading the charge.
I think so, too. You know, I'm not saying all of Obamacare is wrong. It's not. I mean, that's like saying, you know, you have 2,232 pages. There's bound to be something in there that's good or okay. But
as a whole, it's worse.
It's worse. And there, you know, okay, yeah, we may have problems with our healthcare system, maybe problems in the delivery of it. There's nothing in this healthcare plan that fundamentally changes healthcare. It just changes who pays for it and how it's paid for. And it's going to be on the backs of people. And do you think Obama is on the same healthcare system that you have to have now, Jay, or that Feinstein has, or any of these people that voted for it? Do you think theirs is the same as yours?
Since when does the aristocracy ever share the same stuff as what the peasants have to have?
Oh, well, and remember what happened at one point when the peasants had had enough.
Yep. And that's called the Tea Party in modern politics.
That's what it's called.
Reports are coming out.
But the thing is, everybody talks about the Tea Party and they're slamming the Tea Party. But maybe people ought, you know what? Change the name of the Tea Party. How about the Common Sense Party and you pull everybody in? Because let's go on to our next point here. I'm going to come back to this. But that's our next point. In the record searchlight, they put in this, and it's a non-scientific, a poll that they put in there. It talked about transgender, this new transgender law. How many people agree with this new transgender law? 80%, 78%. Yeah, well, the question was, how many do you agree with, you know, saying that they can be on this, you know, hey, I can just change my gender, I can be on the sports teams, use the bathrooms, the whole thing. In the poll, 78% of the people that responded said, this is bad. I do not agree with this. 18% said, about 18% or 14% said yes, and 5% didn't know. Okay. But here's what I'm saying about that. That is a majority, any way you look at it. That's a huge majority. So that's not just Tea Party. That's not just Republicans. That's Democrats and independents that are leaning in on that one. Another law that's been foisted on us by the Democrats in the Assembly. They're laying themselves out for these things.
Also, as you pointed out, they're setting themselves up. They're overextending. As what often happens in politics is the one party gains control, gets cocky, and starts to overextend and do things that the people who voted for them never wanted them to do. And then they get punished for it, and it goes back the other way. That's the way the Founding Fathers set it up, so that no side would become too powerful. But it is trying when you have to sit through all of this stuff.
Well, you know,
anyway, you have a wonderful day.
Okay, you
friend.
Too, Jay.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Jay's our yellow cab philosopher. We need to have you back on again, Jay.
I look forward to it.
All right, take care. All right, let's go back to Obama again. He's lost the respect and confidence of the American people. They're looking at the overall picture of this man. Things that were hidden by our mainstream media. Things that were glossed over that now are starting to come back out. Things like Benghazi. Things like Guantanamo prison facility. How about our National Security Act, the TSA, all of this. Bad Bob, the Patriot Act that allows them to look at almost everything?
Oh, yeah.
How about the NSA? How about the NSA? How about the IRS? How about Fast and Furious? How about any of these? Are you starting to see something here? Today, Don Imus was talking to Juan Williams, and he said, I like Obama. He says, but he has just done a terrible job. And Juan Williams shot back at him and says, oh, well, what about Wall Street? What's he done with Wall Street? Look at how well your investments are doing. Well, I got news for you, Juan. He hasn't changed Wall Street. They're spending $30 billion a month. It's fake. It's fake. And the day they said they may pull back from this buying of $30 billion or just printing $30 billion a month, the Wall Street tanked. There's nothing changed here. It's set on a false premise. And then he said, well, we're not in a war anymore. Well, and Imus goes, well, I mean, we're still in Afghanistan. Oh, yeah, but we're getting out. But see, that's what people think. That's what people think. They don't realize is that the war in Iraq was over. We had won that war. He refused to sign a status of forces agreement, so we all left. And look at Iraq. Since then, it's been a steady incline in the amount of attacks that have started, a progression of people being killed till there will be another civil war here because we refused to sign a status of forces agreement. Afghanistan, we still have troops there. Oh, my goodness, people still getting killed there? Oh, yeah. People still getting limbs blown off? Oh, yeah. Have you forgotten that? Here we are 6 years into this. We're still not out of there. And then what happens at the end of it? What is the end result of Afghanistan under the Obama administration? Let's talk about how we lost the Middle East, how we gave the Russians the lead in Middle East diplomacy. That's all under Obama. Okay, nobody mentioned that. But here's my favorite one. We got bin Laden. Oh, yeah? What choice did he have? They've been looking for bin Laden, for earlier than that. They had him under the Clinton administration, and Bill Clinton did not go after him, did not push the button, let him have him. So do you think that because bin Laden was found under President Obama's reign, that this was something special? You don't think that you could have had Daffy Duck in there, and he would have said, get him? You know, whatever, however Daffy Duck says it. He would have said, pull the trigger on him. Don't use that. Don't use that. Okay, yeah, bin Laden's dead. But we also have a man that, his joke says, I didn't know I'm really good at killing people. He said that. Well, so you start wondering all of these things. You know, and like I said, Benghazi, that's coming back. Everything, when you put it together, and you wonder why people are starting to lose confidence in Obama. There it is. There it is. And, you know, I didn't even get into what he's doing to the military. I can't even begin to, the impact, sequestration, which he could have fixed, and the budget is having on the military. We'll have a show on that. We'll get somebody in. We'll get a retired general officer in here to talk about that, about the impact on the military that isn't just right now, but 5 years from now, can we even guard our borders? We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Acorns are on the ground, and we're stocked up on kerosene. Whether you need 1 gallon or 500 gallons, give us a call. We'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. For all the portable heaters, we have clear mineral spirits in your containers or ours. For the woodcutters, we have ethanol-free 93, bar oil, and two-cycle mix. Turkey Day is just around the corner, so fill them propane bottles. Don't run out with the bird in the cooker. If you're thinking of a new kerosene or on-demand water heater, come on by and take a look. We have plenty to pick from and ready to go for Christmas. Remember, we do take trade-ins. Northern Lights Energy, where customers are first priority. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot for supporting small business.
Northern Lights Energy.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:45 in the morning. It's 42 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a nice day. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Give me a call. We have my little rant going here today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Spray Service, located out there on Airstrip Road, and right here in Reading. But I tell you what, 20 years of experience, and if you're looking for pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, they can do it. They've got the experience. They're local. They get the job done. And anything that you want that has to do with that, ants, fleas, spiders, caterpillars, rodents, wasps, bees, Reading Spray Service. Give them a call at 221-3007. Get your house ready for the winter. I mean, just spray around it, get rid of all those little nefarious little bugs. 221-3007, Reading Spray Service, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business for over 20 years. Look them up on their website. It's readingspray.com. All right. I think that when we're going into this, when we go into what's happening, in our country and in our state, they have to take really a good look at what's the end result here. Where are we going with this? What are we doing? Who do we want? You know, what do we want? You know, what Linda wrote, and by the way, a lot of people, and people in the chat room commenting on it. It was
an email sent to me from a girlfriend this morning, and I thought, and you know who you are, I know you're listening, and I know that, this particular friend of mine, you know, had some health challenges where I think when that happens, you really take a look at, you know, where you are, where you've been, where you're going, and it gets real clear. And I think we all need to be reminded, like, what if today was the last day of the rest of your life? I know that sounds trite. It's over. This phrase is overused. But, you know, we're looking at the country today of what we're leaving behind for our kids and our grandkids. What's the legacy for this generation right now, us, for our future generations to go to do? How involved are you? I know a lot of us are getting to the point where we're disgusted. I'm saying you. And we feel this way too. When we hear it all the time on the street, you know, when Carl and I get off the air at 9 o'clock, we're involved. We walk down the street and people are talking to us. We go to the restaurant, people are talking to us. We go to the grocery store, people. We're involved with people who really want to get it off their chest. They're disgusted. And I don't know if it's because I'm getting older that it is affecting me more than it did maybe when I was 30 and maybe when I was 40. Because we're in it every day, that I hear people really upset the way our country is going. Well, everywhere.
Well, if you look at the national average of are we going in the right direction? 26% of the country think we're going in the right direction. And then something like 72% say we're not going in the right direction. And then when you look something as simple as job approval, again, we already talked 40% for Obama. And you know what? And that average is higher than others I've seen. I'm giving him the RCP average, Real Clear Politics average, which really gives him, I think, the benefit of the doubt on this one. But let's just say the direction of America. I'm sorry. I was wrong. It's 21%. 21.8% thinks it's the right direction. 70% that think it's the wrong direction. But then let's get into our congressional job approval. That's Congress. You know, to me, that is all of them. Senators, House of Representatives, the whole thing. How would you like to have an 8.3% job approval rating? That's lower than people's... That's lower than I think cockroaches, but I'm not sure. But for as far as approval, you know, when you think about that, and yet we keep, you know, it's like I don't like your representative, but I like my representative. Yeah, I don't like your representatives down there in Southern California. I don't like those representatives. I like our guys up here in the north, though. I will continue to vote for them. But right now we're at the point, and Linda, you're absolutely right. People need to stand up. People need to call. People need, if you don't like what's going on, then let's make some changes. You know what? Everybody laughs at the Tea Party. They made changes. They stood up. They said, this is what we believe. And they were slapped down, but they made a difference. Now, maybe the Tea Party needs to morph into something, you know, something else. I don't know what, but it should be something, as we said, it should be called maybe the Common Sense Party. We've had enough. And you know what? Why can't either side get together and work this damn thing out? Has it gotten that? And then the media needs to get in there and try and be, I know, fair in your reporting. You have shows like O'Reilly, and you have shows like Rachel Maddow, diametrically opposed. You know what? Those are editorial shows. You can disguise them any way you want. That is just them going on like me in the morning. That's my opinion. That's not the news. The news is Philippines need help. Not that the Filipino government is siphoning off, you know, is probably taking half the stuff for themselves. That's just an editorial comment. It's not true. I just use that as an example.
Or that blame the storm on global warming.
Yeah, or something like that. That's what we need. But we as individuals, as a group of people, need to say enough of this. 20% of this country think we're heading in the right direction. There's something wrong there. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering. Things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Redding.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:55 in the morning. And, hope you're having a great day. I feel much better now. And let's go to the phones here. Rich?
Hey, Tony. Is this Carl?
This is Carl. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda. And now that you're vented and everything, I have a kind of a fun thing. On this weekend, the Shasta County Sportsmen, along with Fish and Game, are promoting a youth pheasant hunt and a ladies hunt. It will be on the 16th and 17th. They have to have a hunting license, and if they are interested, they can call a number. Can I give you a number on the phone?
Oh, absolutely.
597-2201. Well, it's the Paynes Creek Wildlife Area.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this. So this is kind of to get people interested in hunting, right?
Yes. It's they call it an apprentice hunt through Fish and Game, but it's a youth pheasant hunt, and we're trying to get the ladies into it also. So Fish and Game is supplying the birds for us, and the county, Shasta County Sportsmen, are the volunteers.
Now, we've done, I've been associated with this, not this one specifically, but for the veteran shoot that you have.
Yeah. And that's the first one we met on.
Yeah. You know what? What a great time that was. I still have photos on my account there about this, but what this is, the Fish and Game Department provides the birds. They are put out into a field where everybody's going to be hunting, so they will have a chance to shoot. And to do that. So, I mean, so it's not like they're going to be walking for 6 hours and not see anything, as right. It is usually when I hunt. But it gives an opportunity to learn about hunting. And if we're going to maintain our fishing game and all the, everything that goes along with it, we have to introduce new people to it.
Yep. The youth and the ladies are some of the future.
They sure are. Okay, tell us again now, when's this thing start?
It will be on the 16th. That's the youth hunt. The 17th will be the ladies hunt. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. There's two hunts on each day. There'll be a hunt at 8 in the morning till 12, and then from 1 o'clock till sunset on both days. That's the legal shooting times. And we still have some openings. Tony Welch is one of the contacts through Fish and Game, and that number was 597-2201. For the kids hunt, we cook them hot dogs and all that stuff, and we try to get them show them what's going on, how to what to look for as far as
safety and all that. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, tell me something. What's the age limit on this for the kids?
They have to be on the first day for the youth hunt. They have to be a junior hunter. They have to have a hunting license, and they have to have a hunting license on Sunday. The ladies will have to have a hunting license.
Okay, but when you say youth, what's the how old can they be?
If they can pass the hunter safety course, they can hunt upland game. They can hunt birds. They can hunt big game.
Right, but I mean, when you say youth.
We've had a kid that was 5 years old, shot his own bird,
okay,
did everything right. So we watch them all, and they're to be accompanied by a parent or a guardian.
Okay. What's the upper age group, though? I mean, is it 18 or what?
No, the upper age would be, if you're a youth hunter, it falls on the 16 years.
Okay.
So you could still be a 16 years old and be a youth hunter.
So it's
0 to 16, supposedly.
Okay, good. So do you check ID? So if Bad Bob wants to go out there, you probably know that he's too old then, right?
Oh, yeah, we have that kind of stuff going on, and we filter the people out.
Okay, well, look.
I think you remember what happened the last time.
Oh, so, yeah. Yep. Okay. Hey, look, this is great. So this Saturday and Sunday, they have youth hunting on Saturday and ladies hunting on Sunday. They have to have their hunting license or youth hunting for the youth, and women have to have their hunting license and upland bird, certificate. Right. And what's the number one more time? Cause we have to run.
The number is 597-2201.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good time this weekend.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You
thanks
bet.
Thanks a lot.
We have
Thank you. And you know what?
Is our guest out there?
Chief Paletti will be here momentarily.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after the messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A UN humanitarian official says problems have occurred in getting much needed supplies into the typhoon-stricken areas of the Philippines. UN humanitarian chief Valerie Emmons made comments of Britain Sky News.
The priority has got to be, let's get the food in, let's get the water in. We've got a lot more coming in today, but even that will not be enough.
Meanwhile, local police say looting has occurred over the last few days. They say they've restored order. A confrontational hearing on the flawed health care rollout. SRN's Wally Hines has a report from Capitol Hill.
Oversight Committee Chairman Darrell Issa demanding answers from those responsible for the disastrous launch.
This wasn't a small mistake. This wasn't a scaling mistake. This was a monumental mistake to go live and effectively explode on the launch pad.
Ranking member Elijah Cummings accusing ISA of denigrating the reputation of the administration's top technology officer, Todd Park, by accusing him of interfering and making false statements.
I believe your statements crossed the line, and I think you owe Mr. Park an apology, not a subpoena.
Cummings saying the number one Republican goal is to defeat the health care law. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, American Airlines and U.S. Airways reaching an historic deal with the government allowing the two to form the world's largest airline.
The Department of Justice today filed a proposed settlement with U.S. Airways and with American Airlines that, if approved by the court, would resolve our lawsuit challenging their proposed merger.
The announcement yesterday from Assistant Attorney General Bill Baer. A $1 billion patent fight resuming today in a California courtroom. Lawyers for Apple and Samsung set to deliver opening statements in San Jose in a trial to determine how much the South Korean company owes Apple for copying vital features of the iPhone and iPad. On Wall Street, the Dow's struggling, down about 50 points. This is SRN News.
On November 22nd, Echo Light Studios presents The Christmas Candle, the first major motion picture based on a book by best-selling author Max Lucado. When Minister David Richmond arrives in the quaint English countryside village of Gladbury, he's confronted with a curious legend.
Welcome to Gladbury, home of the Christmas candle.
And townspeople desperately in need of their own personal miracle.
Their hopes wrapped up in one candle.
But at Christmas, sometimes all it takes is a little faith to see the light.
Your doubts don't trouble me, Richmond. On the contrary, they inspire my faith.
Movie Guide calls The Christmas Candle a heartwarming, wonderfully entertaining movie event.
I hope to give everyone a little light this Christmas.
Starring Hans Matheson, Samantha Barks, and introducing Susan Boyle in her film debut.
Happy Christmas after all!
The Christmas Candle, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. More information at thechristmascandlemovie.com.
Crude oil prices down $2.10 a barrel yesterday on some grim tidings for the overall global economy. The biggest move today in Europe and affecting also the Asian markets. News that there will not be any big changes in the way the Communist Party runs the economy of China. A U.S. official, meanwhile, says the State Department intends to designate a Nigerian Islamist militant group as a foreign terrorist organization officially. And here's the word from SRN's Keith Peters.
Designating the group called Boko Haram, which wants to set up
Islamic law across northern Nigeria means that U.S. regulatory agencies are instructed to block business and financial transactions with the organization. Boko Haram's been blamed for thousands of deaths in the past 4 years, including many terrorist attacks on Christians in the country. They and other splinter Islamist groups are seen as the biggest security threat in Nigeria, Africa's most populous country and top oil exporter.
That's SRN's Keith Peters, and this is SRN News. At a memorial service filled with tears, prayers, and songs, the Transportation Security Administration officer who was killed by a gunman at Los Angeles International Airport was remembered on Tuesday as a devoted public servant, LAX TSA Supervisory Officer Shalita Frazier.
His colleagues in Terminal 3, as well as passengers, LAX vendors, and airline employees knew him as a man whose warm smile and humorous nature made them feel at ease. He took pride in his duty to the TSA mission and to the American public.
Some 500 people turned out on Tuesday to honor the memory of Gerardo Hernandez. New guidelines say it's not just a person's cholesterol that should determine the chances of a heart attack or stroke. The new guidelines focus on risks like age, gender, race, and factors like whether somebody smokes. The guidelines will focus on prevention and set a lower threshold for using statins, medicines that could result in fewer strokes. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Wednesday, November the 13th. It's 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Hello, everybody in the chat room. Many, many of you in there.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Love it when you are with us. Good morning, and we're going to start off this portion of the show like we always do at the top of the hour with our Wells Fargo Market Minute, our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, and what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, major averages are mixed after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 54 points at 15,695. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1767, and the NASDAQ Composite is up 2 points at 3,922. Some of the day's biggest movers, Ford up 12 cents at $16.84, JCPenney up 19 cents, trading at $8.56, U.S. Airways positive 14 cents at $23.66. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank Shares up 14 cents at $25.88, North Valley Bank up 9 cents at $18.91, Bank of Commerce positive 12 cents at $5.68. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.74%, and for commodities, gold is up $2 an ounce at $1,274. The silver is down 11 cents at 20. Crude oil up a dollar, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. We always like hearing from our Wells Fargo advisors, and they will be tuning back in with us at 9:05. And, you know, the market is always up and down. What's happening, you'll hear it right here on KCNR 1460. It's currently 55 right now. If you're tuning in, a sunny day with temperatures reaching around 76, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 50. And our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where we take our trust of our home for air conditioning and heating with the Shasta Gas Propane Professionals. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know what, on this on every morning when we talk about this, you know, the fact is that my sleep number is last night was 40. I pumped it up to 5, and I know yours was 45 because I have control of the remote.
Okay, I have to share that last night I had a great night's sleep. So this morning was the first time in a long time. I don't remember when. And I think what's happening is I just had a great deep night's sleep. And I woke up this morning. It was the first time that I haven't felt achy in a long time. And I kept thinking, wow. So what's different? Well, it's a good night's sleep.
There you go. And you know what? We sleep like 8 million others do on our sleep number. bed with our features, our dual air technology, which means I can have one amount of firmness, a certain amount of firmness on my side, and Linda has on hers. So that we sleep the way we want to. It's not one of these, you know, all or nothing. So we're sharing.
Right now there's a special happening at the Sleep Number stores.
Right now queen mattresses are starting at $699, and right now at our Sleep Number store you can save $400 on queen C4 mattress sets. Plus, they have special financing until 2015. That's right, 2015 with approved credit. The sale ends this Sunday, however, so head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Over there behind the, in the area around where the McDonald's is our Sleep Number store. It's in there with, I think the Vitamin Shop or something like that in there. But the Sleep Number store professionals will take you in there. They'll show you what your sleep number is. I can't say enough about them and the work they do there and how much is a good night's sleep worth? Go down to Sleep Number store and find out.
All right. After the break, we have our chief of police who is in the house, present and ready to roll here. So we have a lot of topics we're going to be covering. We've got our chat pack alive as well as our hotlines are open, 605-4567. That's 605-4567. My mouth's kind of working this morning.
And chief, good morning here, chief.
Good morning.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
Once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, I didn't know you liked to golf. How long you been out here in the sun? You look beat.
Well, Sugar Bear, I haven't been playing very long, but I've always seen myself as winning the open. You know, crushing 300-yard drives and rolling in a 40-foot putt on the 18th before hoisting the trophy.
Well, buddy, I sure like your style, but if you're going to hold anything up right now, it ought to be your very own Bob's Big Bear Burger. So thick and juicy, you need a steak knife to eat it.
That does sound good. Of course, so does barbecue pork ribs, the tri-tip platter, or chicken fried steak.
Well, before you hit another shot, I think we better get over to Black Bear Diner and feed your inner bear.
Now you're talking. Let's go. Can you carry my bag? My back's killing me.
You know, have you ever thought about miniature golf?
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner, Black Bear Diner.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, you're draining.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Any way you want it, that's yes. The way you need it, any way you want it.
Just don't sing. Move your body.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. God. KCNR 1460, Carl in Dubai. Good morning. It is 8:12 in the morning. We're happy here. Happy, happy, happy.
I don't think you can hit that octave anyway.
Watch this. Oh, no, I just grab my belt and I pull it in another notch. I can hit any octave.
Oh.
Watch. Hey, Alliance Heating and Air, our buddy's there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's getting cold. Have them come out and take a look at your system. They are totally professionals and great people. Martin, veteran. And his people are just outstanding. 221-2642. Check out homecomfort.org. Chief Robert Paletti. You got some things. Okay, let's talk about, oh, there's a lot of things. This whole week we had Ed Roman on from Reading, Merchants Crime Watch yesterday. A lot of people, you know, comments on, you know, what's going on in the towns, you know, October 25th for like, what, 5 days. We had a bunch of shootings. But let's start off with something that's been a huge success here. The, Most Wanted.
It's Justice Most Wanted is actually working is better than I, or as well as I had hoped, I would say. You know, we've arrested 19 of the subjects so far. What I'm trying to get from the courts is I'm trying to get, you know, the purpose of this program was to focus on those that had been convicted and not yet sentenced. And what we've been focused the first few weeks on is going through and focusing on those folks that had already not just been sentenced, but had already agreed in that plea bargain what their sentence was going to be so that we can cycle them in front of the judge. They get sentenced. Bam, they're out on, they're over to probation or they're in the jail or they're off to prison, whatever the case may be. The focus is to get them through the judge and through the court system and unclog the court system. Anecdotally, I hear that the courts are getting busy because people are actually showing up to court, which was, you know, part of it is to arrest the offender. The other part was to send a message that you have to show up to court. So I'm trying to get statistics from the courts that show what did failures to appear look like the month before the program started and what have they looked like the month after to make sure that the message that we wanted to send that we're coming for you, go to court, has been sent. So I think it's been successful so far. The guys have really had a good weekend. I mean, we got four or five of them this weekend, which was really good.
You know, what it is, here's what I really love, is people see them. Don't they? And they're calling in?
They're calling in. We're getting a lot of citizen tips.
Is there a reward for them?
There's secret witnesses are offering up to $250 reward for their capture. We deviated from the focusing on the just the failures to appear this last week. The sheriff had some homicides over the weekend, had a couple people he was looking for, one for questioning and another for homicide. So we included them in the package of – typically it's five a week. I don't want to over bog down the jail. So we want to get those people. We can get in and out. And typically from the time we arrest them till the time they're standing before the judge to receive their sentences between 48 and 72 hours.
Okay. So these are ones that fail to appear. You got them. You take them in. You hold them. You run them right in front of the judge. And the judge can then sentence them.
Correct.
One way or the other.
If we can't get these people through the sentencing process, the rehabilitative efforts that we're trying to put in place with probation and other things don't matter because they never get there. So we're doing the best that we can to try to get these people through and get them into those either jail, prison, or some rehabilitative program. So
I just went online. Shasta's Most Wanted. Just go in there. You can go to reading.com, but I just typed in Shasta Most Wanted. Pictures come up, tell you what they're, up for, gives you a detailed description about them, and there's a phone number to call. I think everybody mm-hmm. needs to have this plugged into their cell phone, and also you probably want to go on if you're looking at somebody and going, that looks really familiar, like let those images burn in your head. 245-6540. 245-6540 is Shascom, 24 hours a day, and the information on these, the top five right now that are on there, and the ones that have been arrested. It's good information.
What's really nice is that if you look at most of the arrests are based on a citizen tip. And that's really kind of the benefit of this program and the press releases that we do. I think we've kind of missed the boat lately a couple times on some of the crimes in getting the press releases out as timely as maybe we could to get that citizen assistance. Sometimes, you know, though, either the investigators have a lead that they're following up on and we don't want to tip the person off, so we don't put it out right away. There are times where, you know, we just don't have a lot of information, you know, and the press releases wouldn't have that great an effect. So, you know, we try to get as much information out to the public and do a lot of press releases. The Record Searchlight, Channel 7 and the news groups have been great about KQMS, you guys, putting them on their websites and helping us get the message of Shasta's Most Wanted out to the public. And the greater cooperation we can have between the media outlets and the police department and getting information to the public and using that conduit is gonna benefit the community as a whole. So it's been, I think, been very successful so far.
Oh, good. In fact, the third one over looked like our midnight to six engineer. I'm not sure. I'm sure that's not right.
But you know, one of the things that I did want to say is, I've got some criticism. I do read the blogs, even though people tell me not to. But you know, a lot of people kind of criticize, you know, the name Shasta's Most Wanted because we don't have, you know, Shane Miller and some other people on there. And I get that. You know, Shane Miller is obviously, you know, the most wanted person that we have around here. And,
maybe
and
in California. Still, who knows?
You know, he's on the FBI's most wanted list. You know, so this. The title is, you know, something catchy we came up with, but the focus is those folks that have failed to appear in court and trying to change that problem. But as we get people like the homicide suspect from the weekend and others, we will include them in that as it goes along, but we wanted to send a strong message with the program to these FTAs in the first weeks that it came out.
Okay. Hey, we want to take a quick break. When we come back, we have a number of things we want to talk about here, including a case that's been in the paper and results of testing and all this. We want to talk about that when we get back. Our guest, Chief Rob Pelletti, Reading Chief of Police. We're going to talk that crime and the spate of shootings, or at least murders, it seems, appears here in a period of like 5 days, five people. We want to talk about that, too. We'll be right back.
I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. Forgiven me, but it'll still be today till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop think? You think you're looking at Aquaman? I summon fish to the dish, although I like.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Ladies, would you like to learn the basics of using your pistol for personal protection in a stress-free private environment with other shooters who are of the same skill level and attitude? NorCal Firearms Instruction has your solution. Our very popular ladies-only class is scheduled twice this fall at Sportsman's Warehouse and the Reading Gun Club. You can use one of our firearms and we can supply the cartridges. All you need is a good attitude and a willingness to learn. Contact us today at 999-1822 or on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Lighty and I'll see you at the range.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, we're not gonna take it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebot. 8:23 in the morning. Our guest, of course, is Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. Orchard Nutrition is sponsoring this segment. In-store deli and the North State's nutrition experts. Not only that, classes at night on health, nutrition, and foods. And the newest product there from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free mixes that you can use anytime. You're getting ready for Thanksgiving. They're a great way to keep people healthy. Give them a call, 244-9141, or check them out at 221 Locust Street, right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Okay, Chief, a real quick question before we get into something else. Is it legal to carry a taser / flashlight? If it had to be used, what would the consequences be?
It is legal to carry them. We suggest that people obviously get training on them. If you're using it in self-defense, there is no consequence. It's legal to use it, you know, for that purpose. If you're using it as an aggressor, it's, you know, then it's a whole different issue.
Right.
I don't, however, suggest that people use a taser for self-defense because there's a couple of complications with it. One of the things that we find in policing is that even with the officers that use them, they get too close. They send a couple, you know, there's two probes that go out from that. And if you don't get separation in those probes and affect a lot of muscle groups, the taser itself is not very effective. So if you, you know, put two probes into the sternum, it's not going to disable your attacker. Number two, as soon as that taser stops clicking, that person's back and fighting again. So it's not a lengthy disabler of your attacker giving you time to get away. I think that pepper spray is much more effective. And I think that what I suggest to people do, number one, is that with the pepper spray, if you're going to buy it, buy two. Buy a stream, not a spray, because spray sprays everywhere and gets back on you. Buy a stream and buy two and practice on a tree so you know how it's going, what the trajectory of that's going to look at, so when you need to use it. Number two, if you're concerned when you leave a building, make sure that it's in your hand, because if it's in your purse and somebody steals your purse and your pepper spray is running down the road with your purse, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good. So I really recommend pepper spray. Pepper spray, people that have it need to remember, too, that it's oils, and those oils settle, and they don't work as well when they're not mixed. So every day you take your pepper spray can out, shake it up, because it looks like in the can it looks like Italian dressing that's settled into different layers. So make sure you shake it up and keep it in your hand so it's readily
accessible. And the big thing is, like a Claymore mine, make sure that you point the action side toward the enemy and not toward you.
And if at all possible, take it from my bad tactic at one point, make sure you're try to be upwind.
There you go.
Because if you spray it and you're downwind, it's going to get on you and it's relatively painful.
Don't spray the guy in the back seat of your car and think you're going to stay in there. Okay. Got about 4 minutes here. We can go take longer. The case where that involved four or five police officers and the suspect dying on the scene there. And there hasn't, I know that we talked about it before, but your toxicology test, a lot of things were being waited for till you had all the answers.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've tried to ask the community to do is be patient. In this investigation you have, the stolen vehicle that was driven into a wall. Well, CHP has that vehicle accident reconstruction, and that takes weeks. When you see those, when they're done, they look like a physics homework assignment. So we have to wait for the CHP. In order for the investigation to be fully complete, you have the CHP element where they're doing the reconstruction on the accident itself. The Sheriff's Department has all of the investigative interviews and witness statements, and to piece that all together, you've got the coroner that has completed the autopsy, and that report has come back, and that will show cause of death and injuries, and trying to explain, and look at where injuries took place. And then you've got, once that's all done, it all gets packaged up and gets sent over to the district attorney's office for a complete review of that to make sure that there's no criminal allegations against officers or anyone else. And then it comes back to us, and then we do a press conference. So we've been trying to ask for patience. Tom has been, or the Sheriff Basenko has been, really good about pressing, so that we can at least put out, a cause of death, and be able to give information as we have it. But sometimes in these things, it's best because there's a whole picture and a whole thing that's taking place here, a whole series of events that led to, the end result. It's best when we have all of those investigated and we can show the public in sequence exactly what happened as we go through. So.
And do you have that now?
We don't have the entire investigation complete. No, it'll take, I would say, you know, being conservative, it's going to take probably at least another couple of weeks for, you know, the California Highway Patrol to finish all the black box analysis. And the black box analysis, it takes a couple of minutes. It's the mathematical calculations that go into the crush diagram and the momentum sketch and all the piecing together that is in a fatality traffic accident. This wasn't a fatality traffic accident, but since it's a critical incident protocol, it gets treated as if it was. So you go through the same, you know, sketches and factual diagrams and momentum sketches and everything else that goes into it. It's a very extensive investigation. So, and then it's going to take a couple weeks for the DA to review. So I think we're probably conservatively 4 to 6 weeks from that end product being completely done and fully reviewed.
Are there any things in between that are an interim that can be released, or about what happened? Or are you just holding everything until then?
No, we got the autopsy report from the coroner the other day. So the sheriff's department is sending out a press release today, explaining the cause of death.
Can we talk about that?
The press release, out of fairness to all media outlets, is going out in about 10 minutes. So if we can talk about it in the next segment, that
would
help.
We'll talk about it in the next segment. We want to be fair. You know,
absolutely.
Not really.
Not that you heard it first here or anything. No pressure, Chief.
No pressure there at all. Hey, you are coming to our Christmas party, right? I guess it depends what happens the next 30 seconds. Okay. You know what? You're absolutely right. And people, I know there's a lot of interest in this because for a variety of reasons. And, you talked about it that first day, when it happened. And and it's a tragedy when it happens. But you all are complete. Do we still have people on administrative leave?
No.
Okay. We don't. Okay. That's. No. That was a lot of police out there.
Well, the administrative leave process is there to make sure in that first, you know, couple of days of the event that there's no overt criminal act that is very, very obvious, number one. Number two, it's there to also ensure the health and safety of the officer. So we send them through, you know, the medical doctor, and we send them to a psychological screening to make sure that they're fit and ready to go back to duty. And if there's nothing, you know, that prohibits it in that first 3 days, and then they go back to work and we complete the investigation. If there's any, you know, action that needs to be taken against them later, then we can do that.
Okay. All right. We got to take a quick break. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Plotty, hang on for the next segment and we'll talk about some of the things that were found. We'll be right back.
$2.25. For most of us, it's the price of a hamburger or just some spare change. But do you know what it can really do? $2.25 provides a complete Thanksgiving meal to someone who is overwhelmed and sees everyday life as a struggle. It's not just hunger that brings people to the Good News Rescue Mission. Job loss, no money, mothers that need to feed their children, loneliness, addiction, or just hopeless feeling during the holidays that no one cares.
This is Cesar Partida, and for the last 49 years, everyone who comes through our doors is greeted with a warm welcome and an opportunity for a new start. Your support helps open doors for a brighter future. The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, and work search program and recovery programs. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, no one should go hungry at Thanksgiving.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shasta County football fans, it's mid-November, and that means it's time for the Northern Section Playoffs.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
That's right, the playoffs. And KCNR 1460 is bringing the action live to your radio starting this Friday night as Division II favorites the West Valley Eagles host the Yreka Miners down at the Pasture in Cottonwood. Join yours truly, Nate Aberea, at 7 o'clock for Friday night playoff football on the Pulse of Shasta County. KCNR. 1460.
Whoa. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Everybody's up here standing and yelling.
we are.
Calling the bot.
And then the computer freezes up.
Talking about the pot.
I think they were afraid.
Pot problems.
Okay, we're going to talk about a lot of things right here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Soppers Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. I can't say enough about this barbershop. Great people down there. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, and we're talking about press releases, and we're going to move into that one. Are we ready for that yet, or we need to wait a little bit longer? Because I've got other things to talk about here.
Go ahead and go on to that, and we'll get back to it as soon as they hit the send button.
We've had a number of people murdered.
Yes.
It appears to be murder, homicides. I don't even know about the one that they found in a burning truck yet.
No, we don't know about that one yet.
If what happened with that, but there are several others. We've got people stabbed on both sides of the one down here a block away, and one stabbed a block away. They're not bad stabbings, but they're still
stabbed
reported.
In the cheek, you know.
But still, we're talking assaults. We're talking about, I'm seeing armed bank robberies not around here, or not banks, but places down in Chico. But our climate of violence. You have a good reason. Your explanation was good.
Well, and you know, drugs usually play a part in most violence. Whether that be methamphetamine or whether it be right now, we've seen some violence surrounding, you know, the
marijuana
and the, you know, quite frankly, I mean, you have some people that are following the rules and growing exactly legally, but there's other people that want that crop. So, you know, we see some victimization of marijuana growers and we see some, a lot of the methamphetamine. Methamphetamine is my biggest concern right now, quite frankly. The amount of violence surrounding methamphetamine, and the people that are, my officers are encountering under the influence of methamphetamine that are extremely violent, is a very growing concern. Last year, all of last year, anytime we have an officer that's injured, fighting with somebody or is assaulted, we have to file what's called a LEOCA form. Law enforcement officers killed or assaulted. Last year we filed 15. So far this year we filed over 28. So we're going to be about double what we were last year. And in most of those cases, the person that we're encountering is high on methamphetamine. And the potency is going up. The violence level of the people under the influence is going up. And it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. Okay, right now we were talking about the marijuana cost, what, $900 to $1,100 a pound right here in the North State. It hits New York is?
About $8,000 to $9,000 a pound, according to the DEA.
Okay, so I have to share the story, and this is what we were talking about. I'm at the post office. Carl probably reiterated this the other day. I wasn't here. I was at the post office, and I have to say this is the truth, so I speak the truth. I'm not going to, you know, I feel bad for the people working in the United States Postal Service because these people are having, and you can smell it. You can smell the boxes coming through with the fresh bud. And there is no other smell. You can say it's skunk, but no, there's a skunk.
They're not shipping skunks.
It's not an animal skunk. It's the skunk, the bud skunk. So anyway, they're mailing these boxes and they know the whole back room smells like pot. And they can't do anything about it. And I'm saying, aren't you government, United States postal worker? Well, we're not allowed to kind of go through the boxes. We kind of know what's happening, but they said this time of year it's horrible. And I just thought, well, what? You know, it's just not fair to the people who don't want to smell bud. It's kind of like, you know, I was going to say a bad word here, but it's kind of like being in a room where everybody decides to just pass gas.
What?
It's rude.
What about this?
Sounds like my wife's poker party.
What if you're sending that Christmas present to your grandchild and it's sitting there, it's riding along with 12 pounds of pot being delivered everywhere. And so so it gets to your granddaughter and it smells like marijuana. I mean, and then your kids are going, Dad, you know, I got to get back here.
Okay. And all of the boxes, by the way, that I was seeing going out of there said fragile.
Well, it is.
Like they were ornaments. It said Christmas ornaments and fragile.
Well, maybe
that smelled majorly
it,
like bud.
Maybe
so there was probably
the
some kind of thing that's going on there. I think it would be interesting for us to look into. Anyway, Bob.
I have a question for the chief. If I'm driving along and the car in front of me is going line to line and there's blue smoke pouring out the windows, do I call that in and will anything happen?
Say that again.
Okay, I'm going down.
Sorry. I'm multitasking here.
He is multitasking.
He's trying to figure out what's going on. He's getting a message right here.
If you see
somebody driving down the road and you see that and you can smell the marijuana smoke coming out of the car.
Obviously whacked.
Do you 9-11 them?
Well, you know, what's weird about the law is that you can grow it for medicinal uses, but you can't transport it.
And you can't smoke it while you're driving.
If you have a collective of, say, 10 people, mm-hmm. or say it's in the city of Reading, it's less than 9. And do all 9 people live together? Because otherwise they can't get it from the collective where it's grown to home because it's illegal to transport it. So, I mean, there's so many flaws in the medical marijuana law that we have. It creates, quite frankly, it creates confusion for the people that choose to use it. It creates confusion for law enforcement. The fact of the matter is even if California decides to legalize marijuana, it's still illegal. All California can do is choose to decriminalize and not prosecute. But until Congress says marijuana is legal, marijuana is still illegal. And that's the hard part. And that's what I've been trying to explain, you know, when we have this conflict between federal law and state law. All it does is create a lot of confusion.
And federal law trumps state law on these.
So it's either legal or it's not. But let's make a decision and let's stick with it, because right now all we have is more and more confusion that affects everybody from the people that chooses to use it. It creates confusion. I mean.
You live out in the county. You've got grows next to you. You've got dogs. You got lights. You got these things. And let's face it. It's a dangerous spot out there because you're right. This is the harvest season and people are, they're trying to steal it because
they're
it's worth thousands and thousands of dollars they don't have to work for. They just have to steal it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm sure we can talk a little bit more about what's going on with that one case, but also the businesses are having a lot of stuff happening. And I want to talk about this new jail, the new proposed jail with 64 beds in it. My premise on this is more the better, but I don't think it's going to do any good. That's my premise. When we come back, let's talk about that. We'll be right back. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Carl Lindebot, if you want to know about it, it is usually talked about right here.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh, yeah, I heard it on the Internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, November the 13th, Wednesday, 8:47 in the morning. Hey, a shout out to my brother-in-law, Steve. It's his birthday. Happy birthday there, guy. One of the nicest guys you'd ever meet in the world. And speaking
good, wonderful husband, father, brother-in-law.
Right. Everything.
And grandfather.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, our
all the way in Tennessee. We love you. Mwah.
Our guest is Reading Police Chief Robert Pelletti, and we are going to, let's talk about the case now.
Okay. Press release has been sent.
Stephen, now
I'm fair to everybody.
Yeah, Stephen Moxley.
Motley,
I'm sorry. This has been held up, because of, just like you said, trying to get all the tests and reports back. But there is going to be a press release. What was the cause of death for, Mr. Motley?
Cause of death, according to the coroner, was cardiac arrest, while struggling with the police under the influence of methamphetamine.
This is not unusual. This is something that you've run into before, and that other police and also the emergency rooms are running into.
They're running into it quite a lot, and you hear a lot of discussion now in law enforcement about a condition called excited delirium. And what it is it's a condition brought on by, can be brought on by extreme mental illness or, drug abuse. And what happens is that the body gets in a very excited state. And then when you add another level of excitement to that, whether that be, you know, fighting with the police, whether it be fighting with a family member, whether it be a taser, the person's body simply overexerts and results in a cardiac arrest.
It just takes it up to the next stage.
Yeah, there's some medical examiners that are listing excited delirium as the cause of death. But really it's a state that they get into that leads to a cardiac arrest from the research that I've done on it. San Francisco and Seattle are having a huge problem with it, and I'm looking at their protocols now, and you know, it wouldn't have made so much of a difference in a case like this one, because, you know, obviously, you know, you turn on lights, you're in a vehicle pursuit, then you're in a foot pursuit. You can't see the symptoms or anything else ahead of time. But we have had a couple of cases in the last year where the roommates or family members have called the police department. You have a person that's extremely agitated. Their body temperature starts going up, so they'll start removing their clothes. They're sweating profusely. And then what do those people do when their family member's acting erratic? They call the police. We had one case where the officers knocked on the door. They opened the door. The guy runs out into the street. They tackle him. He has a heart attack. So, you know, this is one of those cases. Now, Mr. Motley does have other injuries. We're trying to determine through the investigation whether those, you know, look likely from a vehicle accident, whether they happen during different stages of the event.
It's not you doing the investigation.
No, the Sheriff's Department is doing the investigation. But I'm going to review it at the end because I want to make sure that we're doing the right things too.
Yeah.
But the doctor's report says that none of those other injuries, he's got a wrist injury, some ribs, shin, and an elbow. None of those are life-threatening injuries, and the cause of death was cardiac arrest.
Okay, so this is not something that is just Redding grown. This is a national symptom then. When more people, the more they take methamphetamines, the more powerful they get, the more that their body is having to react to this drug. I mean, the impact this drug has on people is just, it's just insidious. If you look at them after taking it for 10 years, if they live that long, the damage they've done to their bodies.
There's a lot of talk right now because of about marijuana and the smell that it produces. And that's the biggest complaint we get about marijuana. Methamphetamine is the biggest problem, other than smell and some of the crimes that come along with trying to steal marijuana, that we have in this community. Methamphetamine is the biggest does the most damage to the body of the user and creates the biggest problem in the interim for law enforcement. You know, when you have a person that you're struggling with under methamphetamine, you know, imagine having to fight with somebody who is extremely, extremely strong, feels very little pain, and is not going to get tired.
Wow.
That's a
Yeah, and then, and you're fighting. And then when people get upset because four or five police pile on to somebody, you can't hold them. I remember that one shooting. I mean, this was, I think, last year that the sheriff did. It was, they were trying to hold somebody and they just couldn't do it.
There's a very good video on what this looks like if you run Excited Delirium, you know, in Google. There's a Washington report, that shows, a guy that went in after a barbershop owner, and the barbershop owner actually, you know, shot the subject. And then you see four police officers trying to hold him down, and they're not capable of doing so. So, you know, when we start throwing this methamphetamine into the mix, it creates creates so much problems in the body that these people actually, their body just overexerts itself and they die. Yeah. And that's what happened in this case.
It's like a horse running itself to death.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, I don't like to use that. Maybe that's not a right comparison, but your heart can only take so much. And if it's jacked up on drugs and then adrenaline and everything else that goes along with it, I mean, this is anybody. You don't have to be fighting with the police to have this happen. I mean, people just die from this stuff.
Seattle has created a protocol, and what that protocol is when the family members or somebody call in and they recognize the symptoms of excited delirium, and San Francisco is using something similar, and it's something I've already talked to Shascom, the ambulance companies, and our guys about, training the dispatcher so that when somebody calls in and they describe what would be somebody in the state of excited delirium where the methamphetamine, the drugs, or the mental illness is taken over to the point that they get to this, that they automatically dispatch an ambulance when they dispatch the officers. And the ambulance stage is about a block away so that if that person goes into cardiac arrest, they can get that ambulance and that medical care there as fast as possible. Seattle, according to the sergeant that's on the report, says they've had 63 cases in 12 months. They've only been able to save two of them.
Wow. With them staged a block away.
They're losing them in emergency rooms. I've talked to some doctors that say that if they go into this high excited state in the emergency room, that they have trouble keeping them alive because the body is already in the process of shutting down. So, you know, methamphetamine continues to be a huge problem in this community, and it is a problem that is creating, you know, some of the burglaries and thefts and other things that we see because the people need to get their methamphetamine, but the damage it does to the human body is absolutely astronomical.
Wow. And you know, let me get parochial here. It's not only when they're on meth, but then they break into houses, they steal things, they rob, they do all these things. They'll do anything to get the drugs. We got to take a break here. I want to come back. I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about the new jail or the new medium security facility. I want to talk about how many police do we need on the streets. We'll be right back.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our computer just
that's what you just said.
Our computer just
that's
went.
Okay.
Our computer just went. Eh.
We want more time with the chief.
We have.
We're talking about meth. You know, we've been talking about drugs this morning a lot. So go ahead.
No, it's. I just have two questions. One. Or three things now, and we all were giving. Bob said, "I go out into my yard, and he lives kind of a bit off Placer way out there. He says I'm armed, and he says I feel like I should be armed, and that's not a bad idea, is it, Chief?"
Well, you know, I'm one of the people that believes we should be able to defend ourselves. And, you know, if you go through the proper process and you have your CCW permit, you know, use it and that can help defend yourself, then that's viable. If you don't want to go through that process, you know, I'd really recommend pepper spray. If you've got, especially, you know, my daughter is, you know, a student at Shasta College. My daughter has pepper spray. You know, so it, whatever it takes, you know, I know that they're starting to teach some self-defense classes mm-hmm. in town. All those things that you do to prepare yourself in the event that someday that could happen. Cause let's face it, I don't have enough officers to put one on every corner. Yeah. I don't have those resources and we never will, quite frankly. There's too many.
Nor do
too
we
many
want
corners.
One on every yeah. corner. But how many do we need? How many police officers do we need?
If you look at the Reading Police Department prior to the economic downturn, it was at 121 sworn officers and there were 14 community service officers in patrol. Right now we're at 98 sworn and we have zero police or community service officers in patrol. So the amount of calls for service has gone up drastically. In 2011, the Reading Police Department had about 83,000 calls for service. This year we're going to hit probably about 95,000 calls for service. So the workload is going up, and the amount of staff I have to deal with it is not. So the reality is, if you look at criminal justice, which the back east kind of throws off the numbers a little bit on the desired staffing ratios because a lot of departments back east or Arizona haven't civilianized the way that we have in California. So your records technicians, your dispatchers, everybody's a sworn police officer. But we don't do that here. So typically you're looking about 1.4. officers per thousand, 1.4 to 1.6. So like I said, that 1.6 is usually the East Coast. That would put us at about 125 sworn officers.
And how many do we have?
98.
Okay, what I wanted to say when we came in from the break is that we were talking about drugs. What's happening, like for instance, when people are on hard times or they're unemployment or what, you know, losing things, not being able to, there's also a drop in food stamps. So just, people are finding an easy way or easier, not everybody, but there are people who are finding an easier way. And this is dealing drugs, getting into the drugs and, getting into meth. I don't know anybody that's on meth. I mean, I know people who do medical marijuana, but I don't know meth users. I can't tell you what it smells like. I know that I can smell a chemical lab. I've smelled that before and thought, okay, found out that they were cooking.
We're not getting a lot of cooking anymore. Most of that has moved. Talking to the DEA guys, most of that has moved back to Mexico. And they're bringing it in.
They're just bringing it finished in
product. Centif caught four guys from San Jose bringing in on a buy bus almost 39 pounds of methamphetamine into, and they did a buy bus and we ended up arresting those four and DEA worked with us on that. So they're now in Sacramento facing federal, charges for drugs. But if you're bringing in 39 pounds, that's a lot of methamphetamine. And if you're bringing it in, then there's a market for it.
Oh yeah. Obviously.
So, you know, between that and heroin is coming back. Heroin's coming in because they're finding it harder to get the prescription opiate pills that they're addicted to. Mm-hmm. So the heroin is actually now cheaper to buy on the black market than the opiate-based pills. So we just made an arrest the other day where the guy had, 21 grams of heroin. Right. So we're
I'd
getting
really
more
like
and more
to do
of
a show on that. Chief, I'd like to set that up. What does it look like? What's it going for? What are the signs? It doesn't matter. You would think, not my kid, not my neighbor, not my family, not my community. Well, guess what? What do we look for? What does it cost? What does it smell like? If you're seeing something, what can we do about it?
I can arrange to have one of our guys from Centif, the Shasta Integrated.
I think that's a good idea. That's a good idea, hon. Because when you said I don't know by on meth, the chief looked at you and I could see it behind his eyes. Yeah, you do. Would you know somebody?
Well, I think there's people who tweak. I don't know what's the difference between meth and tweak. And I don't know what tweak. I can see people when they're grinding their teeth in the mall.
Yeah, one of the symptoms is the body gets really excited. They start to grind their teeth and other things.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Terry, we got like a minute. Hello, Terry.
Well, I just had a quick question. Okay. If you have, let's say I'm cleaning my rifle on my garage door is open, and people are driving by, what exactly is the legality of possessing your firearm, your legal firearm, on your property as far as it being visible to the public?
There's no problem with cleaning your rifle in your garage.
What if I have it in the garage because I've got helicopters flying overhead and there's a loose criminal in the neighborhood like there was a couple of weeks ago and people are little worried about this criminal running into their yards. What about that?
Well, really what I would do is make sure that, you know, if you see us chasing somebebody, go inside your home and stay in your home.
That.
The one thing
saying,
I, the one thing
not
I,
my question though. My question is, what is the legality as far as having your loaded firearm that you own legally on your own property? What is that? Is it, if it's visible from the street, is that a violation of anything, an ordinance or anything?
Not that I'm aware of. Here's the problem, Terry. Based on the scenario that you gave, okay, is what I'm going to focus on.
The cleaning part?
No, the chasing in the helicopters. The reason we ask people to stay in their homes is because the last thing, you know, we're going to be chasing this guy through a yard, and the last
we
thing
we weren't asked for one thing. No one was
Terry,
asked to be in
Terry,
homes,
let him finish.
Though,
Terry,
it was just
Terry, let him finish, please. Let the chief finish.
The reason we ask you to stay in your house, Terry, and maybe you weren't notified during that circumstance, and maybe you should have been, but, you know, if you see the helicopters and you see the police chasing somebody, please stay in your house, because if you go out in your yard with a gun, you know, our guys are chasing after them actively. Plus, we are probably searching yards with dogs, and we try to notify the people before we do that, and we want to prevent you intersecting with the police. Let us go after the guy.
Okay,
but yes, you can protect yourself in your own house with your gun.
Okay. Final thought, Terry?
I can really understand that there's a lot of frustration with the police. Their hands are tied. I drove by the police station the other day. There was a couple guys who walked right in front of me. Police officer crossed me. I looked at him. I raised my hands up like, why don't you? These guys just ran in front of my car. He was very frustrated, pulled up beside me. He says, I would love to arrest them, but the problem is they were going from driveway to driveway. So I see that our guys are...
Anyway, sorry, Terry, we had to cut you off because we're having to go. We're going to the news. Chief Rob Pelletti, thank you so much for being here.
Anytime.
All right. Remember, we'll be back tomorrow. We got more. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Thomason in Washington. A senior House Republican suggests the Obamacare website is a security nightmare. SRN News congressional correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill.
House Oversight Chairman Daryl Issa alleging that inadequate testing has left the healthcare website open to serious security flaws.
Hackers, in fact, may have already or may soon find those vulnerabilities. They may soon find your Social Security number or your sensitive information.
I say calling it a monumental mistake to launch a website that would, in his words, explode on the launch pad.
Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings accuses Republicans of engaging in scare tactics.
They are attempting to use the congressional oversight process to scare Americans away from the website by once again making unsupported assertions about the risks to their personal medical information.
And this week,